Right off the bat, right off the bat.
Right off the bat, hi.
Hi everybody. I'm just gonna say it. Deer, if you're listening to this show and you're a deer, you
Meaning
please call.
D-E-E-R.
Absolutely, deer that
Yeah.
gallop and prance and apparently get hit by cars, please
And have
chill
ticks.
and have ticks. Please chill, deer. I went
Are
home
they
over the
doing too
weekend.
much?
They're
They're doing
doing
too
way
much.
too much. They're calm. They need to calm down. I went home over the weekend. I'm not exaggerating. And it's deer mating season, whatever, in the Northeast. Fine. But they're running into the roads, guys. And I spotted at least 10 exploded deer along the way to and fro.
Wait,
So
did you just say exploded deer?
exploded deer on the sides of the road.
Like that were hit by cars.
And exploded. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's what usually happens when you hit a deer. I will
Exactly.
say, I if growing up in my hometown, which is in northern New Jersey, if we saw a deer every once in a while, we have these like reservations near where I grew up. So like there'd be deer there, of course. And like we had you'd see deer in like the forest or whatever on the highways. But only recently, I would say in the past 5 years, I said this exact same thing. I didn't even know you were going to be talking about this, but this
Yeah.
relates back. I said to my mom, I was like, Mom, we are now like living amongst the deer. Like I was taking a walk the other day and they're just like literally
Yeah.
5 feet from me. We're like walking together on the sidewalks
Like they're
of
humans.
busy streets and they're just
Yeah.
crossing the street.
They got to get
No,
to their
they
jobs
do,
too, Darren.
but they don't respect the crosswalks like humans do. So it's a little
Well,
bit,
let's not ask too
temperamental.
much of the deer.
Let's not ask too much of the deer. Snoopy, don't go upstairs. When she goes upstairs, John, that means she's got to poop. And when she's got to poop,
Oh, what does that
I don't,
mean?
well, it means either I'm going to have an unhappy dog or an unhappy podcast partner. And
Or and
I
listeners.
choose to disappoint you over my beautiful, perfect dog. But yeah, the deer, I couldn't see that. I wouldn't want to see exploding.
No, it's a lot to see, especially when you're driving. I hit a deer in two. Have you ever hit a deer driving by any chance?
No, God, no, God,
Oh,
no. Oh my
God, it's
God,
a
that would
lot.
terrify me.
Let me tell you something. In 2009, I was driving back to my college town. Was I still in school? I think I was technically still in school at that point. And I was maybe half a mile from the exit after about an hour drive on the highway. And a deer, let me set this up for you. I'm driving along the highway. There's a grassy median, and then the other part of the highway going the opposite direction. And that grassy median, there was a concrete barrier the entire way. So, presumably deer couldn't jump over it, but then
Presumably,
presumably,
allegedly,
allegedly, according to
yeah.
the State Highway Administration, but that concrete barrier is going along. I'm driving right next to it in like the farthest left lane, ends. And so as I'm driving, I'm not kidding, 70, probably 75, maybe 80, knowing me. I can see a deer running alongside this concrete barrier, and then the barrier ends and it comes out in front of it and runs right in front of my car. I hit it going, like I said, 80 to 100 miles
Oh
per
my
hour.
God.
I hit the side of it, of course, and it flew up into the air, up over my car. My car rained bones and blood.
Oh my God. John, what the fuck? Are you pranking me right now? Is
I
this
swear to
Halloween? Like,
God,
is this a
I
Halloween
swear this
episode?
is a
Like, what?
Halloween episode. Yes, I swear to God that happened.
A, how have I not known this? B, how have we not talked about it? C, what?
I'm sure that we ha I'm sure this has been mentioned over the last 10 years. We've done 1,000 podcasts, but so I hit it, and like I said, all you heard was like the crinkling, the crunching of like bones
Oh, John.
raining down
Oh, okay. We get it. Oh my God.
on top of my car. So then I
Jesus.
pull over, and I'm in, like, just to be clear, I'm in a 2004 Honda Civic, just to make sure everyone's aware. I pull over to the side of the road. I swear to God, what I'm about to tell you happened. I am not exaggerating for the show. I swear to God, this happened.
Okay, I'm
I pull
terrified.
over. My car is still kind of running. I have my hazards on, whatever. I get out of my car and I go up to the front, of course, to assess the damage. I won't explain it in detail, but let's say it was there were remnants on the front of my car. I'll just put it that way without getting too deep into it. And then a car pulls off to the side right behind me. I'm sure they probably saw me hit the deer and it disintegrated and flew up over my car. So the guy gets out. I'm also, let's see, I'm 23 at this point.
So just a few years ago.
So just a simple few months ago, really. The guy gets out of the car and he comes up. He's like, "Whoa, I saw what happened." And he's like, yeah, around my age, like this, like kind of like frat bro. By the way, I was going back to school, so lots of frat bros there. He goes up to the front of my car. As I said, there were remnants. I won't describe them, but it was very clearly a large,
It weren't leaves.
let's say a significant percentage of the deer was in the front part of my car. I know this is really horrible. I wish I would have prepared this better, but I swear to God, I am not exaggerating. The guy goes up to the front of my car. I'm by the way, shaking, convulsing, not sure what to do. Never hit a deer in my life. Not even really a driver for that long, to be honest with you, at that point, like just a few years. So I'm
Oh,
23.
great.
And he proceeds to kind of like get down, like next to the remnants that are on the front part of my car, does a peace sign and takes a selfie with my car, with the front of my car.
What are you telling me right now? What are you
I
saying to
swear
me?
to
I
God,
just
this
I
happened.
have to know how in 10 years of friendship, more than 10 years
This
of
never came
friendship,
up.
we have never discussed this selfie.
I honestly kind of forgot about it until deer season comes around, and then I just don't really think about it. But yeah, he got down and did a peace sign, like
Hey.
squatted, I guess you could say is the word. I'm like trying to describe it, and takes a selfie, and then gets up, stands up, and I'm looking at him like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And he's like, "All right, man. Well, sorry. Good luck." And like gets back in his car and leaves. So I'm like,
What?
I'm at this point like shocked. I'm like, what the fuck was that guy doing? Number one. And then I'm like, like I said, I'm only about half a mile from the exit and maybe like 2 miles from my apartment at the time. So I'm like, I guess I'm gonna try to drive this back to my place. Like, what else can I do?
What is
So
happening? Why don't you call the police?
I don't know. I didn't really think of it. Maybe I did call the police, actually, now that you're saying that. I don't remember. But at some point I get back in my car and I'm driving it and it's like rah! It's like making like the worst
Oh.
noises. And I somehow drive it with a certain percentage of deer in the front of it. All
Full
the
tank
way,
of gas and
full
a
tank of
full deer in the
gas.
front seat.
Everything smells horrible. And I will never forget this. I get all the way back to my apartment. And I am literally pulling into the parking spot, like turning into it, and it just shuts off, and I just coast right into the parking spot. Isn't that so crazy? Like I drove probably 2, 2.5 miles, and it died right as I was parking. But let me tell you something. The insurance took care of business. I have a two. It was a 2004 Honda Civic. What happened was I had like whatever insurance, like really great insurance, actually. My grandfather, I should say, the deer hit the front of the car and essentially, of course, essentially like push everything back like half a foot, maybe a foot even. And what
Deer
they,
are no joke, by the way. They
no, oh
are
my God, they're
tanks.
gigantic tanks, exactly. And they basically replaced every single thing under the hood for free, essentially, with this insurance that I had. And so it was almost like getting a new car. So this 2004 Honda Civic, 290,000 miles later, it is still on the road, baby girls and boys out there. So,
Wow. There's a lot.
anyway, yeah, that was the unexpected Halloween surprise that you didn't know was coming on today's episode, right, Darren?
Yes, it certainly was. I was really not expecting that. That was a
I
good
know,
right off the
poor deer,
bat.
by the way. Rest in
My
peace.
right off the bat was actually going to be a little punny
Oh, I
because
didn't realize
I
we were.
went to game three of the World Series last night,
You did? Oh my God,
Dodgers versus,
historic.
yes, over the Blue Jays. I was actually going to wonder if you heard
Yeah.
about it
Oh yeah.
because, as big as you are in sports,
I know I'm such a sports guy. I'm Sporty Spice. No,
exactly.
you know me, I don't care about anything until it gets to like the championships and then
Yeah.
I'm interested because I like being a huge tennis fan. I do like high stakes games and pre you know, like I love to see how athletes perform and all that. And I was paying attention to the, what was it, 18 innings at the end of the day?
Full 18, I will
Were you there till
say
2 a.m., by the way? Well, I guess it was like
we were
midnight
there
or
until
so.
about midnight, but we got there at 5.
Yeah, I was gonna say it
Well,
started at
4:15.
5 your time. Yeah.
So it was definitely longer than I've
Wow.
ever spent. What's weird is that, so I went with Nadine and I went with Erin, and Rot was telling me, because she's like the biggest, Erin was
Aaron Rott, friend of the show.
the biggest Dodgers fan,
Oh,
and
is
she was
she?
saying that the last she went to the world, she's like, the last two World Series I went to, we lost, hey. And then told me that the last World Series game that she went to was 18 innings
In 2018?
and Dodgers won, and it was
Yeah,
game
I remember
three.
that. Yeah.
Fast forward to last
Oh,
night.
shit. That's crazy. Same exact
Yeah.
thing.
Same exact same game three.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I got so cranky at the end of it. I was like, by inning
I
14,
can,
I was
yeah.
like, can we
Give
go?
everyone. I was thinking, I was texting a friend who's a huge, one of my best friends is a huge Mets fan, a huge baseball person.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
And we
So
were
sorry. So
texting
sorry
about
for your
it. I'll let him
loss.
know. Yeah.
Yeah, please send my
He understands too. Although
condolences.
last year, Mets did pretty well. They almost made it all the way,
Sure.
but they didn't.
That's sweet.
Anyway, I'll let
Yeah.
him know. But
Yeah.
he was telling me, I was like, he's like, okay, we're on to the 15th, on to the, and I said, can we just do like dance recital rules where everyone gets a trophy? You
Listen,
say, good job, you made it, you're
they
really
were
good.
walking Shohei Ohtani. They walked him 4 times in a row. He actually set the record for the most times on base in a World Series game, which was 8, because he was walked that many times. And then finally, when like inning 17 came, they let him bat, because I think even the opposite side was like, this has to end.
Yeah, they were like, this, we can't do this all night.
Yeah, so I
Well,
was there.
that's cool that you were there, though. That's like exciting.
Yeah, I'm exhausted this morning, so I was going to say, if my voice is a little hoarse, it's just from, because I clapped and cheered, 400,000 times.
So long.
But it was a lot of fun, and like history making,
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I mean,
which was really
I was
cool.
looking up the stats and it was like the longest innings ever were 18 in the World Series. The next one was 15 and they were like not that long ago. So yeah, you were in like a historic moment there. That's pretty fun. Are you cheering for the Dodgers, I'm
Yes, I
assuming?
am. Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm a Yankees fan first, Dodgers fan
Right. That's what I was
second. I've been a
thinking.
Dodgers fan, for a long time, 15 or so years. And then just like the Giants in football, I'm also a Chargers fan. I feel like I have to rep both coasts, you know? So
I don't feel that in any way.
that's me, John. Yeah, I know you
So,
don't feel
yeah,
that
just
way.
sharing that. Well,
Yeah.
that's cool. That's really fun. Are you going to go to any of the rest of the games or is that just like a one-time thing?
Honestly, Rot and I were texting. She was like, if someone
Another
offered me
18
free
innings.
tickets today, I don't know if I would go. And I was like, yeah, I don't
Yeah.
know if I have it either. I was
You've
like,
had your fill.
I had 2 games basically back to back yesterday. So it
Yeah,
was,
that's right.
we came home late and
Oh my
Snoopy
God, you're
was
right. That is like two.
not pleased,
Oh,
but
I'm sure. Snoopy's a bit of a diva, I'm noticing. Have we talked
excuse
about
me?
that?
She's
Yeah.
perfect.
Oh, okay.
She's
Well,
perfect.
Darren, this is coming out just days before Halloween, although it's been spooky season for a bit now, in a
Yeah.
way.
Are you Judge Judying
I was thinking about
it?
it. There's a handful of events. Like, I know a friend that's having a party that's on a Friday this year. So there's going to be lots of like people going out, I'm sure. There's even some costume pickleball parties that I've been invited to. So I'm thinking about maybe doing that. We'll see what the what where the wind blows, but yeah, I don't know yet. What about you? I know you went to
Honestly,
Universal Studios again, right?
I did Halloween Horror Nights. Super fun. The production value is excellent. I mean,
Another year you go without me, it's fine.
it ends this Sunday. You are more than welcome to come. It was really fun. And Nadine did this really cute thing as I dragged her there, because she's like, haunted houses aren't really her thing, or haunted mazes or whatever. But she could tell that she was going to get scared. So when we went with 2 other couples, so we'd rotate on who had to go in first.
Oh
And
my
whenever it was
God.
me and Nadine would just go in front. She goes, I see it, I see it, I see it, I
Oh
see it. So
my
that
God.
way it was like less scary. And when
I
they
see
jumped
you.
down,
You can't jump
yeah,
out
see,
at
I see
me.
it, I see it, I
Yeah.
see it. It was
Right.
so cute. So we just kept saying, I see
Oh,
it, I see it, I see it. So we had a
that's
really,
so
it
funny.
was a really wonderful time. If any of you ever get the chance to go out there
It really is.
to do it, the production value at Universal is just truly amazing. So it was
Let me
wonderful.
ask you this. Did you get the fast passes or did you
Yes.
go?
And I will
Okay.
say,
Yeah.
Unless you love standing in line or just want to hang out with your friends, it's kind of the only way to do
It
it.
is. It really is. That's why I asked. And they are very expensive. I think they're more expensive than the ticket itself. But at this time of year for the Halloween Horror Nights especially, you're gonna need
It's
it.
one, it's you're paying for the experience. And the
Yeah.
good news is, like, you can literally be there all night. You can watch an 18 inning baseball game pretty much and
Right.
be there until like 2 a.m. So
There you
you
go.
do get the most bang for your buck. It's not like you're paying more for just an hour's worth of time. Like,
Yeah.
it's just, it's the best way to maximize your time. So it was great.
I
And
agree.
yeah, I just got back from New York, which was super fun.
Another trip, another time. I saw you were
Another
on
trip.
Good Mo Today Show.
I was with Savannah Guthrie and Jenna, and I
Yes.
finally gave them. I always bring like a food option. Like at the end, I always have like
Yeah,
something.
what was it today or this
Okay,
time?
so this one was like butter ice cream,
Ooh, that
which I
sounds like
know
I'd be
sounds like people are
into.
like, ew, blah, blah, but it's like, you ever have olive oil ice cream?
I have, yes. I didn't love it though.
Or like vanilla ice cream with like a little salt on top. Like for people who
Yeah.
like a salty sweet, which I
Sure.
very much so do.
Yeah.
You're gonna love it. Like
There you
butter
go.
brickle is kind of the closest thing I could compare it to, but it was just so
Okay.
lovely and so delicious. So,
And how do you do your own research? Does a producer do the research for you? Like, how do you kind of like come a, how
yeah,
do you land on bringing in butter ice cream?
I pitch, they pitch.
Okay.
Sometimes it's like it'll be blowing up on someone's TikTok and they're like, do you want to
Right,
talk about
right.
this? I'm like, sure, you
That's
know?
cool.
So
Nice.
it's really fun.
And she
So,
liked it this time. She doesn't
no,
usually.
she did. Jenna and Savannah both
Yeah.
liked it, but we were like, oh,
Oh.
it's a lot of dairy.
That's a good point. Yes, that
Like
has like butter
four
ice
bites
cream,
is
milk,
enough.
yogurt. Yeah, that's a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, nice.
So yeah, that's good. By the way, we forgot to kind
Yeah.
of talk about this,
What?
but like, can you believe they caught the, oh, well, can you believe the Louvre heist happened and then they caught the
Ooh.
thieves? I just love
Oh, I
that.
didn't even know they caught the thieves yet.
Okay. She's barking at me,
I'm
John.
saying,
Obviously, this is
I almost
it.
said Savannah. Snoopy is barking.
If her name was Savannah.
Can you imagine? Wait, they caught the thieves. Did they find the jewels? I didn't even know
I
this.
don't know if they found the jewels. I only saw a headline and I should have researched. Okay, I'm gonna come take you out in a minute. That they caught the guy, at least one of the guys, but
One
I
of
don't
them.
know, yeah, what the deal
Okay.
is. So I'd be shocked if they could get the jewels because they probably melted them down to parts. Because no one's going to be
Oh,
like, do you
God.
want to buy the 16th century princess crown or something like that? Because that would be flagged by Interpol.
Well,
So
that
I
makes
am.
sense. Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see. Anyway, very, very interesting.
I don't know how that black market works, but you would think there would be some sort of
Sure you
disguising.
don't,
Yeah.
John.
I
Sure you
mean, sorry,
don't.
don't look behind me where all my jewels
Yep.
are.
Yep.
That was a weird thing that happened. For those who don't know, like these guys just pulled up to the Louvre with an extended ladder truck.
They did it in 4 minutes.
10 minutes, went in and
Yeah.
grabbed, yeah, like not even 10, grabbed a bunch of jewels and left. And I was like,
Yeah.
and I saw one report that was like some of France's most precious things. And I'm like, if it's the most precious, like how is this even possible?
More importantly, people were in the museum watching them do
Right,
this.
watching them do it. That's right, I
This
forgot.
was literally during opening hours of the museum. This
Right.
wasn't at a 4 a.m. heist. This was
Yeah,
9:30 a.m.
I know.
It's
Okay.
almost, it's terrible, but it's almost comical in the way of like,
In a
it's out of a
sense, it
movie,
is.
you
Yeah,
know? It's just
it
out of a movie.
is.
So.
One last thing. Speaking of movies, that was a great transition as we wrap up this week's episode. But do you have a fa I know we've talked about this, but do you have a favorite like scary movie that you kind of watch or something for Halloween every year?
So I don't watch, I mean, like I'll always watch like a Nightmare Before Christmas. Like I'll
Okay.
always watch whatever is kind of on. You know, I love Silence of the Lambs. I love something psychologically scary. Sleeper
Yeah.
movie, 1 hour photo with Robin Williams,
That's a
scary
good
and
one.
good.
I
I
remember
really
that.
want to watch the movie Weapons.
I have heard that's a really good movie, but I don't want to
So
watch it because
that's
it
like
sounds
my,
scary.
that's going to be my Halloween movie, I think,
Okay.
this week. Yeah.
I'm considering putting this is like a little quick personal side note. I'm considering putting my TV, a TV in my bedroom, like mounting it on a wall or whatever. And I was thinking about cozying up and watching The Shining, which is like one of my
Oh
all-time
my God,
favorite.
now that's one of the scariest.
Yeah.
I bless you for being able to do that. I remember doing that in
You,
college, and
yeah.
it's like, it's scary.
It's truly scary. I mean, I remember analyzing and writing papers about The Shining in like a movie class in college, and like,
All work and no play makes Jack a dull
yeah.
boy.
And when you watch the Kubrick part of everything that's happening in that movie, it is fucking fascinating. Highly recommend if you want to watch like something on YouTube. I'm sure there's some kind of like, here are all the 10 craziest parts of The Shining. It just really turned that movie into an all-time favorite for me. Like, not even just, it doesn't even feel scary as much as it feels chilling and thrilling. And oh my God, the artistic value is crazy.
And I will say, I think one of the movies that I think about the most in terms of scare is
Yeah.
Carrie.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But if you ever YouTubed, I might have told you this before, like
Tell
when
me.
some editors took The Shining and Mrs. Doubtfire and swapped the music,
I've heard about that.
it
Yes.
makes The
I feel
Shining
like I've
seem like
seen
a
that. Yeah.
rom-com. It's
Yeah,
really
yeah,
funny.
yeah.
It's really
That's great.
funny. Yeah,
Oh
it's
my
excellent.
goodness. All right. Well, that's it for this week's NMR. We're going to
Happy
be back.
Halloween.
That's right. Happy Halloween. I hope everyone had a safe and spooky Halloween season. I'm kind of sad it's coming to an end. I love the vibes of a Halloween, of
It definitely went
October.
quick. It definitely went
I mean, it
quick.
was like 90 degrees at the beginning of October here in the Northeast, and so it's been quite a month. But we will see you guys early if you're a Patreon subscriber, or next Sunday with an all-new episode on our main feed. Goodbye.
Goodbye.